So it's Erev Shabbos once again. And once again, I want to share with you a very brief thought on the parasha. This is not just like any other Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. Once again, we start Kriyas HaTorah, Torah Hashem. I said many times, and usually I say this on Simchas Torah, the Simcha V'Siyam is only because this is the opportunity to start again. And every time we start again, we hope to make an effort that this time should be better than any time before. Every time I make a Siyam Hashas, I hope this one will be better than the previous one. Bereishis Boro Elokim Es HaShomayim V'Es HaOretz. And the very first parasha, and this Chumash deals with creation. Briyas Shomayim Va'oretz. And on the sixth day, after all the rest was ready, Vayoymer Elohim Nasa Odom Bitzalmeinu Kidemuseinu. And the Ramban explains what is the dual language, Kefal Halashon Bitzalmeinu Kidemuseinu. The Ramban explains man is unique in the entire world. He is a combination of Elyonim and Tachtoinim. His body is no different than the bodies of all the other animals. But his neshama is from above. And his neshama is like Malachi Hashoris. And that is Bitzalmeinu Kidemuseinu. Man is unique in many ways. He is unique in his mission. So it is clear in Chazal that man is the centerpiece of creation. It's a Teiman the Rambam, Moreh Nevuchim Chelek Gimel Perek Yud Gimel, once again Perek Chof Hei. The Rambam says, man in his arrogance placed himself at the center of creation. It is not necessarily so, but Chazal do teach us. In Shabbos Daf Lamed, Ma'idich Ziv Kizeh Kol Ha'odom, Reb Shimon ben Zoyman, Reb Shimon ben Azai, great disciples of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. One says, Kol Ha'olam Lo Nivro Elo Bishvil Zeh. And the other says, Kol Ha'olam Lo Nivro Elo Letzeves Lazeh. But man, yes, he is Tachlis Habriya. And only he was created B'Tzelem Elohim. There are many different interpretations. What does that mean? The Rambam at the beginning of Moreh Nevuchim, the Ramban on the spot, and many others. Rab Chaim Evolozhin and Nefesh HaChaim has a unique interpretation. And he explains, Oni HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he is the creator, he is the Boirei, he is the Yotze Yesh Ma'ayin. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave man a spark of that divinity, of that Kiddusha. And man, like HaKodesh Baruch Hu, has the power to create and destroy. V'nosati dvoroi b'fichu livnois v'laharois lintoitz v'lentoa, Omer HaNavi. That is the Tzelem Elohim. Our actions influence in a way that is above and beyond the realm of our understanding and perception. But our actions have a shpo on the entirety of creation. The Mishnah says, Perekei memesechet Tovos, Basorah Mamoris Nivro Oilam, Valoi Bamam Erechot Yochali Hiboros, Lamo Nivro Basorah Mamoris, Litin Sochotoyv Litzadikim, Shemekai Menes Oilam, Shenivro Basorah Mamoris, Uli Yiporah Men Arashoyim, Shema Abdim Es Oilam. Yes, the Tzadikim create, the Rishoyim destroy. And that, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, is the Tzelem Elohim. Smack. Sefer Mitzvos Kotn was one of the Balei HaTosfos. And a Mitzvos HaSei Nun Gemal, he quotes, obviously, Chazal. Amru Chachomim, Kishaboru HaKodesh Baruch Hu Eloheinu Meboreis HaMalachim, Vebore Behem Yetzer Tov, Belu Yetzer Ra. The Malachim have a Yetzer Tov, they don't have any Yetzer Ra. Veboreis HaBehemes, Vebore Behem Yetzer Ra, Belu Yetzer Tov. Amru HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ma koires ruach yesh ba'elu habriyos. What do they mean? What is their importance? Ma koires ruach yesh ba'elu habriyos. If the angels serve me, It is only because they don't have any nisyonis, they don't have any yetzer hara. And if the animals don't serve me, it is because they don't have a yetzer hatov. So I have no nachas from the entirety of creation. Evro bria achas, I will create one being, and he will have shnei yitzorim, the yetzer hatov and the yetzer hara. And he will have bechira, and he will have choice and free will. And it is only in man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds koiras ruach. So every time we have an nisayon, every time we rise to the challenge, and every time the yetzer hatov overcomes the yetzer hara, that is the koiras ruach. And that is why man stands apart and is unique. It is he and only he that has bechira. It is he and only he that could serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of free will. Ashrei misha mora v'toyra v'oise nachas ruach liyotzrei. Yes, we are the center of creation. It is all about us. All the rest is supplementary. Kol elo lo nivru elo l'shamsheini v'ani nevresi l'shamesh es koini. That is what we learn in Kiddushin, Daf Pei Beis. So once again, we're starting a new year. Bereishis boro lekim b'shvil Yisrael sheniku reishis u'b'shvil Toiro sheniku reishis. Let us hope. Let us hope and daven. Let us hope and pray that this coming year will be a year of simcha and nachas and b'seiris tovis. We still are in the midst of a terrible pandemic. In Israel, but not only in Israel, numbers are coming up, ticking up in America and in Europe. And we're very worried. I am very worried. So let us hope that in the schus of Talmud Torah and in the schus of our Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a shona toive v'mesuko. And this coming year should be a year of Barias Gufa, v'nehora ma'alia, shnas oiro, shnas brocha, shnas gilos, shnas simcha. And above anything else, it should be Ashnas Geulo v'Yeshua b'Bias Mishuach Tzidkenu b'Meheru v'Yemenu Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you.